KSL at night. KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. This is your host, Taylor Morgan. Listeners, I want to make sure that you know that you can find any prior recorded KSL show, any segment from any show, including KSL at night, in podcast form. You can find all of that content on kslpodcast.com after whatever show it is you're looking for, after it's been aired. All of those are available at kslpodcast.com. Just look up KSL at night there on kslpodcast.com for this show. So with that said, I am so excited to talk about the Olympics in Utah. Again, Utah is the preferred city to host the 2034 Olympic Games. We just had the IOC in town for a week. They just wrapped up their visit to Salt Lake City and the surrounding areas where potential 2034 venues could be located, covering the IOC visit, their tour of Utah, and the state of the Olympics developing here for 2034 in Utah. Lisa Riley Roche of the Deseret News has really been covering this in depth, has a great article in the Deseret News that came out on Friday about Utah blossoming since the 2002 games, and especially looking ahead to the 2034 games. So Lisa, welcome to KSL at night. Thanks for joining us. What are some key takeaways that the IOC had? What were they impressed by when they recently toured Salt Lake City and the surrounding areas?
Thanks, Taylor, for having me. I've been covering this a very long time, actually since the early 1990s, when Salt Lake was trying to get originally the 1998 Winter Games.
Oh, wow.
That went to Nagano, Japan.
Yeah.
Of course, 2002, as you said, we hosted, and now we're trying again for another Winter Games. This time it's 2034. And let me tell you, the IOC had so many positive things to say about Salt Lake. I think we could take up your entire show talking about those.
It doesn't hurt that they had a beautiful week, perfect weather. We had snow in the mountains, beautiful, clear skies in the valleys. I mean, we really had kind of the prime possible conditions for their visit, right?
It certainly showcased everything very nicely. I was able to accompany the group to several spots, including Soldier Hollow near Midway, where there was mostly mud, I have to say, not snow. But you could see the snow in the surrounding mountains, and it's just such a beautiful location. Same could be said of the Utah Olympic Oval in Kearns. It's in the middle of a city, but filled with kids, lots of things going on, very exciting. And that's really, Taylor, what the IOC was most excited to see, was the venues that were used in the 2002 Winter Games are not only still ready to go here in Utah, they're busy. Not only do they hold elite competitions, including some of the top-level international competitions aside from the Olympics, but they also are used a lot by the communities. There are kids that are just trying out skating, for example, at the Oval. There are young athletes who are learning about biathlon, which combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting at Soldier Hollow. We met one young athlete who was able to go to the Olympic Youth Games earlier this year as a result of just coming across this sport. She was already doing cross-country skiing, and someone said, hey, you ought to try out biathlon. She went to Soldier Hollow, and that was it. She found
wow.
her sport.
That is amazing.
And there's that story over and over and over again during their visit. And that's really what they want to see, because remember, the Olympics is not just about the once every 4 year competition, whether it's summer or winter. It's about developing more kids in sport, whether they rise to the Olympic level or simply learn some good skills that will help them throughout their life, right? Sportsmanship, playing on a team, the discipline that it takes, all of those things.
And you wrote about this, Lisa. You wrote about this Project 29. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's the first time I heard about it was during a presentation on this trip. And what the Salt Lake City, Utah Committee for the Games that's behind the bid is talking about doing is bringing sport to all of Utah's 29 counties, bringing sport to kids in all of those 29 counties. Because not everyone lives close enough to Soldier Hollow or to Kearns. Or to some of the other sites, right, to participate in these after-school programs or these kind of introductory programs to various Olympic sports.
Yeah.
So the idea is to bring it to some of the areas of the state that are too far away to get involved at that level.
Yeah.
But let them see what these sports have to offer and feel a part of the Olympics, because even though it's Salt Lake City that's at the heart of the games, it's Utah's games, right?
Absolutely.
And in fact, one of the points the IOC made is they'd like to see these programs extended not just throughout the state, but throughout the United States.
Yeah.
To again, spread that message that sport can bring. The other thing that they said over and over and over again was how impressed they were about the passion they saw for the Olympics, right? I mean, we can all tell a story about someone we saw recently wearing a Roots cap from the games.
That's
or
right.
Or one of those volunteer jackets.
You'll see
right?
those volunteer jackets on the slopes today, even. Lisa, we have a couple minutes left, and I have to ask you about something that really stood out to me that I can't stop thinking about. And that is the IOC's proposal of hosting potential events in downtown Salt Lake City. I'm not just talking about the Metals Plaza or figure skating or hockey at the Delta Center, but they're talking about potentially hosting snowboarding or freestyle skiing in downtown Salt Lake City. What would that look
like? It's called Big Air, and I'll tell you what it'll look like. Big.
Yeah.
They build a giant ski jump. And both snowboarders and skiers use that to show off their skills.
That would be amazing.
Big Air is something new. It's new since 2002, and amazing is a good word for it, right? The IOC was excited about that as well, this idea of bringing these sports downtown to where people are now living, which wasn't the case back in 2002, right?
Yeah,
downtown wasn't really thought of as much of a residential area.
That's such a good point.
Now,
and you wrote about that in your story, how the IOC really came away from downtown Salt Lake City specifically with a clear impression that it is buzzing. There's energy, there's activity, people on the streets, not just on, you know, Friday night or Saturday, but also on Sundays. And I thought that was so interesting.
Yes, right. I mean, sometimes when you live in a place and you're there while it's evolving, you don't necessarily realize how much something's changed. But that really struck a lot of these folks who some of whom had been here in 2002 but hadn't been here since.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, we are out of time. I could talk to you about the Olympics all day long. And so we will have you back very, very soon here on KSL at Night to keep us updated as this story develops. Thank you so much. Great article, listeners. Make sure you go check this out at Deseret.com. It is Utah's Olympic blossoming since 2002 Winter Games on display for IOC by Lisa Riley Roche. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Taylor.
Listeners, thanks so much for tuning in tonight to KSL at Night. Thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow evening for more KSL at Night.